Travis Schultz and Partners, providing cutting-edge expertise without the price tag. This is Ask the Expert with Beth Rolton.
It is time to ask the expert and newly appointed partner with Travis Schultz and Partners. She joins me this morning. Good morning to Beth Rolton. How are you today?
Good morning, Murray. I'm well, thank you.
Nice and warm, because I know this time of year when we tend to get a bit cold, it also means that it's show season. And there's some really interesting aspects about this that I'd like to talk to you about, because you get the travelling shows with the rides that go all across the country. Then you've also got the places that are basically permanent, say on the Gold Coast, Dreamworld, SeaWorld, and we know that Dreamworld's gone through a pretty tough time. Let's talk about show rides, and I believe certainly been some changes here in Queensland after that very sad incident at Dreamworld a few years ago, Beth.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, show season's fun. It should be a fun family day out without injury. But unfortunately, as we're all very much aware of, amusement rides can go wrong, and the result is quite devastating for all those left behind. So in the wake of the Dreamworld tragedy, the Queensland government did a full review of the way that our show rides, both the fixed ones and the temporary ones that move around from place to place, are managed and regulated. And so now there's been some very strict rules that have been implemented in terms of inspection of those show rides to make sure that we're minimising the risk of injury. So as a result of the inquest after the Dreamworld, legislation's been amended, and we now have to have major inspections done of these show rides every 10 years, and they have to be done by a registered professional engineer. In addition to that, all those show rides have to have an annual inspection and also a daily inspection by the person who has control over the ride. So, and you think about it, these rides are being moved around from venue to venue to venue, and they're being disassembled, put back together again. There's a lot of room for human error. So that daily inspection is there as a bit of a safeguard to ensure that each time they're put back together, that those rides are going to be safe.
And look, you know, we've had some shocking incidents over the last 10 to 15 years. And I should imagine that, you know, it is tough for the carnies, or the showies as they call them. It is a tough life moving around and trying to make some money. But I guess you really need to have these obligations for safety, because at the end of the day, you know, people go along with family to enjoy a wonderful day out. And there's been some shocking incidents. That'll be the last thing that you want to happen on a special day out like that with family.
Absolutely. And look, if there is non-compliance with those rules and having those inspections done, the individual and the company that owns the ride can be fined, and there's quite significant fines that are in place, and it also includes potential jail time. So there are consequences. Many, many people would remember the tragedy at the Adelaide show in 2014 when an 8-year-old girl died after being thrown from a ride. And in that case, the people who had purchased the ride had imported it from Spain, and they were required to have inspections done by engineers and to have that design registered to ensure that there were no flaws with the design. And the owners completely failed to do that. And one of the recommendations, so the coronial inquest into that young girl's death has just finalised this month. And one of the key recommendations was that there be a nationwide database where all show rides could be registered and have their design inspections registered to that database. So when these show rides travel around from different states, that they're compliant across all states. And just as a side note on that particular matter, the owners of that show ride, after the tragic incident with the young girl, they sold that ride to a UK operator. And in 2019, a woman suffered a fractured skull when the exact same thing happened to her because of the defect of the ride. So having very strict safety measures in place is really so critical to ensure that we're minimising the risk of injury to people when they go to the show and they want a fun day out, and hopefully that the only risk of going to show is getting food poisoning and nothing more serious.
Well, I mean, I used to love going to the Dodgems, but you could get a bit of whiplash from the Dodgems, but they're probably a little bit safer. And interesting what you said too, because I always thought as a kid sticking your finger into the rooster's cage was probably more dangerous, but you've actually got more chance of getting injured, well, sick at least, from some of the food that you might get along at the show. So that's really interesting, Beth.
Yeah, that is the biggest risk of going to the show, of getting food poisoning. But look, a lot of these rides, we, you know, people love going on them. They're high speed. They're going very quickly. And there is a general risk that you may get a bit of a whiplash injury from that. And you aren't volunteering to go on that. You're going in there. You're voluntarily participating in that activity. So if you do get a little bit of whiplash, it might not be the case that you would be able to make a claim for compensation because of negligence. But if the ride, if you're injured on a ride, and that's because it wasn't correctly maintained or it wasn't correctly assembled, then you're not voluntarily assuming that risk.
Yeah.
And so that would be a case where you probably could hold the operator of the machine liable for your injuries.
Well, look, after all that, I'm certainly going to steer clear of the Dagwood dogs. And I remember as a kid, our family always had the job of making the Chico rolls. I don't think I could ever look at a Chico roll ever again after all the ones that we made many, many years ago. But look, some really interesting bits and pieces, and particularly with show season about to start. And I guess some of those things you need to keep in mind. Of course, if the worst things happen to you, Travis Schultz and Partners, she's a newly appointed partner with the firm. Based right here in Cairns. Beth Rolton, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a fantastic day.
You too, Murray. Thank you very much.
Our mission is simple. Play more.